Cling out the record tarts. Carrie, what a guy, my friend.
Well, I'm a day on music of being all the way from Canada to the UK, and we just heard from Bermuda to the UK, from Jamaica to the UK. Everything is international here on the international reggae, so give thanks.
Yes, sorry for you, because we haven't heard from you for the last strong or so, yeah?
Yes. And I know this week has been a very trying for some people. We unfortunately had a loss of one of our members of community here in Canada, so it's been a trying time. Unfortunately, the family doesn't want the information out as yet, but we're just mentioning a very strong individual in our community has passed. And to keep up on the Facebook, the information will be released very, very shortly to the public. But we are going to jump right into the reason that we link up every single strong, and that is for the Canadian Reggae Top 10 Report. I want to give thanks that we are actually typing that Top 10 Report right now on thejamkingshow.com/Rebel Vibe. So that's where you can go to pick up your chart from week to week, and you can also get it on event2be.com. Musical Genius, have you been following what's been going on in Canada more recently with Esco Levi?
Yes, he's actually got a brand new album.
Oh, my. He's burning up the charts in Canada. He's not only burning up the Rebel Vibe Top 10 chart, but there's also the Radio Dubplate chart. And he right now is the number one played artist here in Canada with his song Bleach. And it's really taking life to another level.
Beautiful.
And it started a whole new movement. So we really want to congratulate him. And we also have to apologize that we won't have him on the chart. But the good news is that he has been vaulted. He has made it 8 weeks strong, eight weeks, however you want to look at it. He has made it to the top, and he has done that by the vote of his fans. And every single strong, the vote of their fans, will continue to determine the growth of the artist on the top 10 chart. So moving into this week, let's start with a newcomer to the chart in the 10th position. Her name is Empress Minus, and her track is called Respect. It's on the Reality Records label. Moving up one position into number 9 is a Russia out of Montreal with her track Fuel Up on the Moon/Records label. A self-released track seems to be the 8th position. J. Cartier, Is This Love? And Tanya Mullins holds the number 7 position with Rescue Me on the Rimshot Productions label. Cornerstone and UDMG teamed up to give you Len Hammond's Man on the Side, which is the number 6 position. And moving up to number 5 is Feel with If I Didn't Love You on the Stingray label. Elaine Little Bit Shepherd holds the 4th position with her duet with Pinga Stewart, 4 is a Traffic Jam on the BP record label. Moving up to number 3 is Jasmine Daly with her Blazing Jealousy track on the Five Rivers Entertainment label. Another team up between Snow and Elephant Man is the number 2 position with Peace, and the production company teaming up on that is Big Rap Records and Birds of Music. And the new number 1 song on the top 10 chart here in Canada is Jack Cube with his self-released track, Hot Enough, which is going to be a summer anthem for the women, for the men. Just a great track and a great new entry coming from Empress Minus this song. If you are interested in helping these artists rise to the top, just send an email to rebelvibes@chry.fm. I would appreciate you participating in getting your artists to the top of the chart. We have to remind you, if one strong passes, and an artist does not receive any votes, they unfortunately drop out of the top 10. So that's where you play a big role here with the Canadian reggae artist. And remember, the Canadian Link Up can be heard right here on One Harmony Radio with the Musical Genius. It's an exclusive spot, and it comes to you on the International Reggae Show. I also want to make mention this morning of some small tours. We say small, but it's really, really big. It's only 3 dates, but we're encouraged and excited about it. Kimani Marley and Gramps Morgan team up and will be seeing Vancouver. 3 dates in July. We're very excited about that. Grammy Awards, and will also be at the Reggae Music Achievement Awards, which will be held on June the 5th here in Toronto at the Jamaican Canadian Association. Currently, the Reggae Music Achievement Awards is the only operating reggae award in Canada. We have to give a thanks to Delroy Sterling and his crew at the Reggae Music Achievement Awards for keeping that happening, and we're 5 years strong with that. Reminding everybody who did vote in, we give thanks for your vote, and we do hope that this year we can walk away Rebel Vibes again with the Top Radio DJ of the Year Award. Thank you to everyone who voted in participation of that, and we'll wait to see what happens. Another great thing that's going to take place this month inside Canada is the Treating Yourself Expo, and this expo is put on by all of the medicinal marijuana advocates around the world. And they're coming to Toronto for a 3-day expo this weekend coming. And not only are they coming with an expo to educate on the benefits of marijuana and the use of this natural resource, but they will also be welcoming the Marijuana Music Award winners who will be announced at the Treating Yourself Expo. The Marijuana Music Awards has been a huge, huge success over the years. Starting out with the America Marijuana Music Awards, they went on to the Marijuana Music Awards, and then created also the Global Marijuana Music Awards, which we in Canada are very proud that back in 2007, Humble, also Juno Award winner in Canada, took away the Global Marijuana Music Award when he beat Hollywood Come Around that year for Reggae Song of the Year. So, encouraging everyone to check out their site, marijuanamusicawards.com, check out the Treating Yourself Expo, and also to make mention this morning of some very good and dear friends and partners, don't forget, as I said, check out the jamteamshow.com, our partners and affiliates, and I would like to say, get well very, 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 very fast to Andre McMillan, the head man and the Jam King himself at the Jam King Show. Also, joblesspresents.com, Yo Soul Reggae Colombia. We know we're streaming with them, and they are great supporters to the International Reggae Show, and the Power Edge Marketing Group.com. And I want to give a good morning bless up to my dear and good friend, Lady B. Bless at ZimZerbRadio.com. You can check out all of these people on the World Wide Web, and you can check out more of that's happening by logging into VibesCNT.com. But one thing I want to leave you with is the entire anticipation of the upcoming Rastafest that will be taking place here in August in our beautiful city. New location. It will now be at Down to Art, August 13th. And the great thing about Rastafest this year, Musical Genius, is the admission fee to get into the park is strictly canned goods. So if you have some canned goods, bring them along. A bigger, better new location for Rastafest, the Mighty Diamonds will be there. Horace Martin, Tanya P, Orthodox Isachar, Avita, Courtney Stone, Rock Indio from Belize, Jane Nicole Noel, Jasmine Bailey, who you heard on the Top 10 Report, Barbara Dan, Charlie Bobo, Maltedes Crew, the Trinity Drummers, House of David Gang, the list goes on and on, and our good and dear friend King David from CHRY 105.5 will be emceeing, and Buster Joe and Celestis Levi will be spinning the music alongside with King Sir Groff himself. It's going to be nice. Check out www.rastafest.ca.
Alright, Scary. Rastafest. You did
it's a nice high genius. Yes, you should try and make it over to our side of the world at that time of year. It's a very good vibe. Not only is there Rastafest, we've got quite a few events happening through the summer, which everyone is anticipating. Jamaica Day celebration, which is going into its 21st year. The Calgary International Reggae Festival, which is also happening the same weekend of Rastafest. You can check them out, reggaefest.ca. And the Montreal Reggae Festival will also be taking place in the latter part of July. Actually, the first week of August. Check that out also. some big festivities happening in Toronto. We'll have more to tell you about in the songs to come, but right now we're going to turn it right back to the music of genius, some great music, and I want to bless up Glenn Arc on that track. Great work, Glenn Arc.
All right then, Kerry. So we're talking at the Strong, yeah?
Yes, give thanks, genius.
All right, and give thanks to you also, yeah?
Bless
her. Bless. All right, how you mean? That was the Canadian link up this afternoon, for real. We got something.